Hello, I'm Mark Stein, and welcome back. Good to have you all with us. That was, of course, the theme from Spartacus by Yusuf Tief, who over the Christmas holiday died at age of 93. He played just 3 months before he passed away. He was one of the most brilliant jazz musicians and musicologists in the world. He's a guy who started out playing in the 30s in the big bands and kept on rolling and moving, and he created music. He went up back and got his PhD. He just loved thinking about music and growing music. He was just an amazing musician, went through all kinds of genres, played with all the greatest, close to Coltrane and Miles and all the rest. And he created, and didn't even realize he did, because he didn't intend on doing it. It was just his quest for music. Yusuf Latif created the world of world music, created new age music. It came out of his world. We don't really realize this, but he was one of the great jazz musicians we remember, who died over on this holiday season at 93 and, as I said, played until 2 months before he passed away. He likes stud circle, working to the end. But on this day in history, let's go through a few things on this day in history, January the 2nd. This was the day in 1831 that The Liberator published its first paper, the great abolitionist newspaper published by William Lloyd Garrison, started on this day in 1831. This was the day in 1905 a conference of 23 industrial unionists met in Chicago to form the Industrial Workers of the World, the IWW, the Wobblies. The beginning of radical unionism in America that stood up for workers' rights in this country was started on this day. And this is the day in 1920 that the Palmer Raids took place. This is the second Palmer Raids. Palmer was the attorney general back then, and he arrested, all told, like 12,000 people. This is 6,000 people he said were communists and anarchists, many of whom were deported, jailed, held in jail without trial. And these raids took place in several cities throughout the United States. So we can look at the dark, gloomy days that we're facing now, but there would have been dark, gloomy days many times before we got to these. This is the day in 1959 that Luna 1 was the first spacecraft to enter the moon's orbit that was put up by the Soviet Union. This is the day in 1963 that the National Liberation Front of South Vietnam won its first major battle with the Americans in Vietnam, the Battle of Up Bak. This is the day in 1965 that Martin Luther King called for the first for nonviolent protests in Alabama to begin to be allowed to vote on this day in 1965. And we'll be talking to Sherrilyn Ifill later in the week, but I say that to you because she's telling us not to worry about duck, whatever that thing is, and people talk about, and all the other things. We need to be talking about voting rights and where the future is, not about the madness of our media. This is the day that Ronald Reagan became governor of California in 1967. This is the day in 2006 an explosion took place in Sega, West Virginia, in a mine, trapping 12 miners. It was one of the many mine disasters that have happened in our history. This is the day in 1909 that Barry Goldwater was born. U.S. Senator, ran for president, defeated by Lyndon Baines Johnson, one of the forerunners of the conservative movement in this country. This is the day in 1913, the great Juanita Jackson Mitchell was born. She was the first African-American woman to practice law in Maryland, graduate from the University of Maryland. She was president of the NAACP. She was the mother of the scion of the Mitchell family, an incredible woman, brilliant woman. And she was born on this day in 1913. I remember her well. This is the day in 1915 that Dr. John Hope Franklin was born, the man who wrote From Slavery to Freedom, his great book and many of the books. He was one of the great historians in America because he was one of the great black historians. No, he was one of the great historians in America, who headed the U.S. Historian Society. He was the head of Phi Beta Kappa. He was just an amazing thinker and doer. This is the day in 1918 that William Groff was born. Maybe people don't know that name, but he was a member of the White Rose Resistance in Nazi Germany. He died in 1943 at the hand of the Nazis. He opposed the Hitler regime. One of those people who showed the world that you can stand up no matter how deep the oppression gets. This is the day in 1920 that Isaac Asimov was born, a great American chemist and author and, of course, science fiction writer. This is the day that Linda Barry was born in 1956, who was an American cartoonist and author, a really interesting woman. Grew up in, he was white and Filipino, grew up in a black world and was a great cartoonist. Still is. This is the day in 1968 that Cuba Gooding Jr. was born. Day in 1986 that Trombone Shorty was born. We'll be hearing some of his music today. This is the day I left out a few here, that in 1884 Oscar Micheaux was born. He was the man who was the pioneer of black film in America, had his own independent black film company in the early part of the 20th century. And he made great films. One film we made called The Homesteader, based on a book that he wrote about his own life, was a film that was called one of the best films of the era. He went through a great deal in his life, ups and downs, but really was one of the became one of the unsung, now sung hero of film in America. And we will remember him on this day as well. This was the day, in January 1st, 1804, was the day that Haiti became the first independent black nation. January the 1st, 1804, that was yesterday. And on, conclude with these, December 31st, 1862, was Freedom's Watch, Freedom's Eve. This was the day that people across America, black folks across America, sat in churches waiting for January the 1st to hit, where slavery would be ended. And it was a day that Freedom's Eve had actually, it's a holiday many people celebrate, but it had a special meaning in this country because it was the end of slavery. And that is this day. Oh, let me say one more because we'll be hearing him a bit later. This is a day that January 2nd, 1977, Earl Garner died, one of the great jazz musicians. Misty was one of his most famous songs. We'll be hearing a bit of that during this show, too. So that's this day in history. Stay with us. Our roundtable begins in just 30 seconds.